like to think you feel the same way.
Hello?
Hello there, good afternoon. Is it possible if I could please speak to Leon Grattan, please? Hi there, my name's Billy and I'm giving a call today from MMA Legal. We're calling today in regards to the Scottish redress cases, you know, regarding mistreatment and any abuse whilst in care.
Yeah.
So my call today is just to make sure we have your details on the file correctly, then I can go ahead and get the case submitted off for you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem. So I'm just going to run through things with you. Just give me a second to pull up a file for you, darling. 2 seconds. Now, before I go any further, I just want to give you reassurance, sir. It won't ever be the case where we're going to expect you to get evidence or prove that this has happened to you. You're basically, what you will be covered for is based upon your own verbal confirmation, so do not worry. And we will also be able to access your files so we can prove that you was within these places to get you a value. So it's not the case where we're going to clutch at straws and hope to have you a refund. You will be due back compensation. We will just be able to give you the time frame towards the end of the call once we've asked some questions, Leon. Okay, darling?
Okay.
So we have it as Leon Grattan. Is there any other names that I should have down for you at all, sir?
James. Aye, middle name, James.
James, perfect. And can I please ask you, is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason, darling? Or the best landline number?
That's the best landline number, yeah.
Do you have a mobile number or do you have a WhatsApp number at all?
I've got a mobile number, but I don't remember it. It's an old mobile. I didn't use it very often.
No problem. And do you have WhatsApp on that mobile?
No.
Okay, don't worry. We'll help you with that. Do not worry. So I've got an email address here for you as leongrattan75@hotmail.com. Is that the best email for you, sir?
No, it's changed.
Can I take the best email for you there, please, Leon?
Hold on. Leon Grattan.
Yep.
752.
Yep.
025.
Yep.
@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com, fantastic. And what's your date of birth there for me, darling?
17th of March, 1975.
March 75, no problem. And can I ask you for your home postcode where you live at the moment, please, sir?
Zero Yankee.
Yep.
15.
Yep.
5 Sierra Alpha.
And what's the door number?
Number 3.
Thank you so much for that information. And can I please ask you, growing up, at this moment in time, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling, from the doctors or from the hospital?
No.
No problem there whatsoever, not an issue. And could I also ask you parents' names? What was your mum called, if you remember?
What? Before she was married to my dad?
Yes, please.
Alan.
And what was the first name?
Lorna.
Lorna Allen. Thank you. And what was Dad called?
Gary Grattan.
Gary Grattan. Thank you. And could I also please ask you, sir, did you know if you had any siblings growing up, or was it just you that was popped into care?
It was just me that went into care, but I've got two sisters, but they stay with my dad.
What was your sisters called?
Emma and Joanne.
Emma and Joanne.
My half-sisters there.
No problem. Go in care. That's not an issue there, darling. Do not worry. And growing up before you was placed into care, what area did you grow up in?
Western Hills, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. And was it Edinburgh, would it have been Edinburgh, so basically local authority that put you under the care system?
Yeah, they put me in the Comiston care home and Oxgate, just at the city of Oxgate.
How old was you when you was first placed into care, darling?
14, 15.
Was you placed into care, do you know, from a broken home, or was it behaviour issues? Did you refuse to go to school?
Both.
No problem, broken home and behaviour issues, no problem. Not an issue there whatsoever. And can I please ask you, what was the first care home you was placed in, darling?
Comiston Children's Unit.
Cause is that Comiston spelled C-O-M-O-N-S-T-O-N?
Yeah, but so C-O-M-I-S-T-O-N.
Children's Home? And what area was that in, if you remember?
Oxgangs.
And how long was you in here for, sorry?
I was in there for like 3-4 months. And
no problem? 4 months.
In fact, it was more than 3-4 months. It was 5 months.
You went back home for a few months, sorry, did you say?
No, I said 3-4 months I was in care.
Yep.
And then I went to Morden Adolescent Unit.
Was that Morden?
Morden, yep, Morden Adolescent Unit.
Is that Morden spelled M-O-R-E-D-O-N?
Yep.
Unit, and what area was that in?
More than.
No problem. And how long was you in here for, darling?
I was in there for about 3-4 months after. So about 7 months altogether I was in care.
No problem. Just have a look here. More than. Not an issue. And done. So you've been there for about 3 or 4 months as well? No problem. Just get that on here. And then after here, sir, after you was in the adolescence unit, did you then go back home?
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever, darling. Now, what I need to ask you at the moment is, whilst your claim is ongoing, we can't give you a value of your claim because each claim is different amounts, as you are aware of that. But what we can tell you is you will be looking at a minimum of $38,000 per customer, basically. Now, at this moment in time, sir, what I need to ask you is there anybody that we can keep on the system for you? So if anything does happen to you over the next few months while this case is ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy to keep this money?
Yeah. No, in fact, no.
Have you got any children or anyone that I can put it down just to be on the safe side?
I've got a child, Darren Graham, but I don't have his bank account details and things like that.
You don't need his bank details whatsoever. We just need his name. What's his name, darling?
Darren Leon Grattan.
Darren Leon Grattan. And he's son. Do you have a mobile number for him at all?
Nope.
Do not worry. What I'll do is I'll get that at a later date, so don't worry. We can get into that. Don't worry at all. What I'm going to do for you is, what I need from yourself, darling, is basically I need a picture of your ID. Now, would you know how to send that over to me on an email at all?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Do you have anybody who you have around you who can send that over for me? Do you have any friends or family or even a neighbour who can send that over on WhatsApp for me?
No, but I've got a worker, but she's not back until tomorrow.
Okay. So what I can do for you, what time will she be in tomorrow?
Between 10:30 and 11:30.
Okay, so if I give you a call tomorrow at 10:30, all we need to do tomorrow on the call is basically get her to send over your ID and send over a document to your email to help her sign it. And as soon as that's done, we can get this process going for you. Is that okay with you?
I just send the whole pile of documents.
Yeah, so we've got everything in place, but for us to get it put into stage two, we need confirmation that you are happy for us to get your files. And that would be the second document that we need to get over. So for us to get that over to you, I can help you with the document. That's not a problem, but we will need your ID as well.
Well, you can send me the document, email to my Kindle, but I don't know how to send you proof that it's me.
Yeah, don't worry. So we can get that from tomorrow if your friend's got that for you, if your friend can help you. What I'll do is I'll send over the document for you to sign now. Just give me a second whilst you're on the phone. I'll do that with you. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. So I've just sent a document over. It should be in the top of your email right about now. If you go to your inbox for me, that should be coming through. It might take a minute just to come through, as I've only just sent it now. And it'll say Zoho Legal on there. Perfect. And then it will say click to sign or start signing. Perfect, yeah. Then it should say, I accept or I agree.
I confirm.
Yep.
That's the one. Okay.
And then it should bring you to a little black box with a red star next to it that says signature.
Agree and continue. Yeah.
And once you click on the signature box, it will then bring up three signatures for you with squiggly writing.
Yeah.
You press on one of the signatures. And then underneath it, there'll be a little tick box that says, I accept.
Okay.
And then you press OK.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. So that's been done. So that's everything that we need from yourself. Now, all I need from you is for your ID and proof of address, which I can call back for tomorrow. Now, you said it'd be better for me to call between 10:30 and 11:30. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So I'll call you between them hours. As soon as we have your ID and proof of address, what we will do then is we will submit your case over. Once your case is put in for basically submission, we will then be back in contact with you regarding the files that we have located and the value of the claim moving forward, sir. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll give you a call tomorrow, darling, and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nero Urbana.
Oh, boy. Nathan, come on.
Hi there, it's gracious. Nathan. Okay. I'm good. Is it okay, yeah? The loan that we took out of, is it still right? Is it still paying it off? Still on board, yes? Yeah. Just a little report, that's not it. So all I've got to look out for them. Okay. Thank you. maybe they will get something for you. All right. Let you go just think about your audience again. Bye. Oh, this is the platform.